This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the name of the building, Complex Seva Teerth, in the national capital today. The Prime Minister will also formally inaugurate Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 and address a public program at Seva Teerth in the evening. Seva Teerth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat, the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. The new building complexes consolidate administrative functions within modern and future-ready facilities. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13 February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. To mark World Radio Day 2026, Akashvani Raipur, Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. In his message on World Radio Day, the Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said, "Radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people." He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up.
We are all celebrating the Radio Day. So still the people, particularly the subscribers or listeners, they used to write postcards. So they used to write them comments to the radio stations, and they connect through the radio stations, whatever the program they need, whatever the songs they need, whether they're classical songs, folk songs, or it is a cinema song. So the people, they ask, the radio is plays.
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched a sharp attack on Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, saying that Mr. Gandhi has little concern for the country's farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said Rahul Gandhi has never been comfortable with the empowerment of farmers and he has been seen repeatedly making anti-national statements. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized farmers' welfare, stating that every major decision of the government has been taken, keeping farmers' interests in mind. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has also accused Mr. Gandhi, saying he is attempting to mislead and provoke the farming community through fake narratives.
Rahul Gandhiji is a habitual liar. He has no concern for Mahabharat or the well-being of our farmers and youth. He is misleading our farmers with this fake narrative and trying to provoke our annadatas. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has always been empathetic towards our Kisan brothers and sisters. In the recent trade deal with the United States of America, the interests of farmers have been kept paramount and fully protected.
The Reserve Bank of India has issued revised draft norms for the Kisan Credit Card Scheme, proposing inclusion of expenses on agri-tech initiatives such as soil testing, weather forecasting and organic certification within eligible farm loan components. The draft allows waiver of collateral and margin requirements for agricultural and allied loans up to 2 lakh rupees per borrower. The government has sanctioned the second installment of 15th Finance Commission untied grants for 2025-26 of over 3,324 crore rupees to strengthen rural local bodies in 5 states. These states are Bihar, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Minister Panchayati Raj said the untied grants will be utilized for location-specific wealth needs. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Namibia by 93 runs in a Group A clash in New Delhi last night, registering the biggest ever victory by runs in T20 World Cup. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by India, Namibia were bundled out for 116 in 18.2 overs. Earlier, put into bat, India made 209 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. Ishan Kishan was the top scorer with an impressive 61 runs off 24 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.